And so what do you make of the Lakers having that number two overall pick? Do they want to keep it? You know, do they believe in a guy in Ingram or Simmons, you know, moving forward? Or do they want to make a big splash and look towards free agency and maybe trading this pick for a star in order for them to compete, you know, this upcoming year?
It's a great position to be in, first of all. I said this is a two-headed monster draft. As opposed to last year, you had Karl Anthony Towns, and it was really a tie for second between D'Angelo Russell, Jahlil Okafor, Emmanuel Mudiay, and Kristaps Porzingis. This year, it's Ingram is going to go one, and Simmons is going to go one more than likely, or Ingram is going to go two. You know that one of those two guys are the top two guys in this draft. And for the Lakers, it's easy. Whoever Philadelphia takes, you take the other guy. So Philadelphia takes Simmons, you take Ingram. If they want to take Ingram, you take Simmons. So I like both guys, and to be honest, I have a feeling if they have a chance to get Brandon Ingram, you have to take him. I like his game. He's 6'10". He's got a 7'3" wingspan. Mm-hmm. He defends pretty well. He's got a really good outside shot, good mid-range game, can stretch it out to the three-point line. And a guy who the only problem with him is that he's got a very frail frame. He's very skinny. Kind of reminds me of Tayshaun Prince and Kevin Durant when he came into the league. So I'm not looking for this. I mean, but then again, a lot of these young guys who are 19, 20 years old, it's hard for them to be physically built when they're still growing into their body. So something he's going to develop as he gets older and whatnot. So I do like Ingram's game, and I think if Ingram is on the board at number two, the Lakers have to take him because I watch this kid sometimes, and I see shades of Kevin Durant. Now, those are tall shoes to fill, or big shoes to fill, I should say. And I'm not saying he has to be Kevin Durant. I'm saying he could be like Kevin Durant, a long 6'10" shooter who is going to create a ton of matchup problems for anyone they face every single night. So as far as trading the pick, you're not just going to trade the number two, let's say, for a Jimmy Butler straight up. No, you're going to trade the number two, maybe even a future pick, and either Clarkson or Russell or even Randall to get a Jimmy Butler or a Paul George or a DeMarcus Cousins. That's how it's going to work. So you really want to sell the farm to get an established all-star player if it's not going to mean immediate results. And even then, what results are we talking about here? You're talking about what, maybe being a 7 or an 8 seed in the West and having to face an Oklahoma City or a Golden State or San Antonio in the first round? So I think what the Lakers have to do is stay the course. Don't, unless the deal is dynamic and you have to have it, don't feel like you have to, okay, now we got the number two, let's trade him off right away and get an established player. No. Look at the model of Golden State and Oklahoma City, and even to a lesser extent, the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs have been able to stay relevant by drafting well. Oklahoma City has stayed relevant by drafting well. Golden State built this little empire that they have right now by drafting well. That's what you have to do. Unless you're going to when Cleveland had the number one pick and Andrew Wiggins, it made sense to trade him because LeBron was coming back.
Right.
So Andrew Wiggins became expandable. You had Kyrie Irving already. So now you have a two-headed star monster. Wiggins becomes expandable. You land a Kevin Love. The Lakers are not in that position because they don't have any other established stars to put alongside with another all-star. So that's why adding a guy like Brandon Ingram along with this young nucleus makes sense. And then not to mention, you got $60 million in salary cap this year. You could sign one, potentially two, max-level free agents. So that's another thing that they have to keep in mind. So you don't have to trade this guy to get stars when it's actually a fairly deep free agent class. So for me, keep the pick, get Ingram, make him as your sixth man or your starting small forward because that's what you need, and then try to go out and get some free agents who could complement this this.